Our latest winter storm is in the process of winding down across the area. The storm brought a variety of precipitation types to the region, ranging from snow to sleet to some pockets of freezing rain and even some rain, as some areas did warm up through the morning and midday hours. Where the storm has stayed largely snow across the North Country, of course, it makes sense. Those spots will see greater snow accumulations, and we're still targeting the higher terrain through the Adirondacks into the Greens for the heaviest snow accumulation from this storm. So I mentioned the storm is in the process of winding down. Well, it's not totally done yet, and I do want to point out an important change as this storm pushes out of the area. We're going to see a big change in temperature as an Arctic cold front is set to come through the area. Timing on this is not good, as it looks to be coming through right around evening commute time. And my concern with the front is a flash freeze. We've had areas warm up above freezing. We have some damp and slushy spots. Now, as the cold rushes in, we can see everything that's wet and everything that's slushy freeze up very quickly. Additionally, with the Arctic front, there is the potential for a burst of snow that could also result in some slippery conditions. So keep that in mind here during the early evening hours, as there is potential for a rather rapid drop in temperature that could lead to some very icy conditions. Now, moving ahead into tonight, that cold air continues to rush into the area. Temperatures will fall back into the teens, and the winds will kick up as well behind that front, and that means our wind chill values will drop rather quickly late tonight into tomorrow morning. So as the kids head out the door to the bus stop, they need to really dress for winter, meaning the heavy coats, of course, the gloves or mittens, the scarves, the hats. We're feeling like the single digits above and below zero first thing tomorrow morning at the bus stop, and temperatures during the day are only going to be in the 20s. The wind will make it feel colder, and we're going to look for some scattered snow showers at times tomorrow. There may even be a couple of heavier snow squalls a bit farther west, closer to the Great Lakes. The cold weather theme continues into Thursday. I'll mention a little system diving to our south late Wednesday night into Thursday morning could bring a little light snow south of Albany. It doesn't look to be a big deal. The bigger deal looks to be the cold over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, lows in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and much colder, high 16 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and much colder, high 16 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the upper teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and much colder, with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers, windy and much colder, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy, some early light snow possible south of I-90, breezy and cold with highs in the teens and 20s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.